This is an oral history on Alma Larson by Norma Nelson. Okay, where were you born?
Kingsville, Texas.
And what year?
1907.
And you had how many brothers?
I had two brothers living and a sister.
Uh-huh. And one sister. When did you move up to Waseca County?
When I was 3 years old.
3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come up to farm or?
No, I lost my mother, and so I came up, and I came to live with my aunt, Mrs. Hagen.
Mrs. Rachel Hagen.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Blooming Grove,
mm-hmm.
Township.
And
you have lived?
I lived with her until I was 16 years old.
And then what did you do when you
Then I went and kept house for my dad, who started farming.
He started farming then.
Mm-hmm.
So, where did you go to school then? Over
District 5.
District 5. How many?
Eighth grade,
mm-hmm. Yeah. But how many children were there in the classes then?
Oh, gee, I can't remember that.
Was it a big school? I mean,
Oh yeah, there was a double school. The one half was for seventh and eighth grade, and then the other, or was it? Yeah, seventh and eighth. I think the other sixth grades was in the first room. I think. That's so many years ago. I don't remember. I know my first teacher was Sophie Feeble.
And that was when you were in first grade?
That was when I was in first grade.
Yeah. How was it in the wintertime? Was it pretty cold in there? I mean, how did they heat wood?
A great big heater, a great big one of those furnace-type heaters that had a tin around the outside of it. And when we'd come to school in the wintertime, why, we'd have a lot of snow on our legs and that. Why, we'd take our stockings off and hang them over the tin part there so that they could dry.
So you could get ready to go home.
Because there was a lot of times that we came that we were wet, walking in deep snow and that. And we didn't have slacks and things like that we have now. We had long underwear and heavy stockings.
Wet?
Wet, yes.
Wet. Was that the Palmer Creamery? When did that go out of business? Was that still there when you were...
I don't remember anything about the Creamery.
The Creamery on the corner of Jackson.
No, I don't remember that. I remember that Sigur Jackson had the store there, because we'd go over and maybe get to buy some licorice, penny's worth.
But he had a store on that corner?
Yeah, he had the store there on the corner.
But didn't they have a Creamery there at one time, too?
Yeah, they had a Creamery there, but I don't remember that.
Must have been before your time, then.
Well, I don't know whether it was before my time, but I know that we didn't haul any milk or cream over there, so I suppose that's why I don't remember.
And how big a farm did Grandpa Lars have then?
Oh, I guess a couple hundred. I'm quite sure it was a couple hundred acres. It was owned by Singelsted and Dow. That he rented from.
So, did you have cows then, or just?
Yes, he had cows.
And you hauled.
And I helped haul milk or cream to Waterville. We hauled cream to Waterville.
And well, did he have quite a bit of wheat and all that? And
well, I don't remember too much about the crops. I think they had a lot of wheat and that. I think they raised wheat and oats and barley and things like that in those days.
Mm-hmm.
More, they didn't have anything like soybeans.
No, and I don't think they had as much corn either, did
no,
they?
No, they didn't. They didn't. I don't think they sold corn. I think what corn they had was raised for feed, if I don't remember wrong. Because I know he used to raise a lot of pigs.
And they used ground...
Yeah.
They had always ground feed for pigs for the, and stuff.
For the pigs and for the livestock.
So, it, you were saying this morning... that you had to, you were 16 and you had to start cooking
well,
for Thrashers?
Yeah, I was just almost 17 when I started housekeeping for him. And cook for hired men, and then we had Thrashers. Lunch in the forenoon, big meal at noon. At that time, I think we were shock thrashing at that time when I lived with Grandpa. But you see, when I lived with Grandma Hagen, they had the thrashing machine come and they had stacked it in stacks at that time.
They stacked
the grain into stacks, and then in the fall, why then the thrashing machine would come with a crew. A man with the water wagon and men that, you know, had to pitch the bundles into the machine. I don't know how many men that was that they had to have, maybe four. I know it used to be about 5-6 men anyway that came and stayed overnight.
Even with the stack thrashing, they
yes,
did that in the fall. But now, when they thrashed, like you said, it was shock thrashing. Well, then you had the whole crew, didn't you?
Yeah, then the men came with their wagon and team and wagon, and they'd go out into the field and pick up the shocks and haul them in. And then those men were the ones that pitched it into the wagon. I mean into the engine. Oh, I'm not engine, but
into the thrashing
machine.
Thrashing machine. They always had two, didn't they, pitching?
Yeah.
One on each side?
Yeah, there was one on each side. And then they'd always have to have a man up in the straw stack, and that used to be a terrible job, dirty.
They had to stack
the straw.
Well, they did that for quite a few years. Shock thrash.
That they did until the latter. Well, as long as I kept house there for Dad, they shock thrashed.
Well, even when you moved over to after you were married, what year did you get married in?
1927.
And even, well, then you lived.
Then our first year we lived with my dad. He worked for Dad in the first year. And then the next year we went over and worked for Oscar Sampson. And that was still shock thrashing. I don't know what year that they started combining the grain.
Well, I think it was, I remember that, it must have been close to 19, well, didn't my dad thrash till in the 40s or?
Well, I don't remember how long, I know that he thrashed even after, I think he thrashed at home there even after they quit with the shop run. I think he got help and thrashed his own, because he had the thrashing machine. Let's see. Trying to figure out to see after we worked for Oscar Sampson, then we went farming over on the Osborne farm with my dad. We rented from Dr. Osborne, and we were there for a number, I don't know how many years we were there. Must have been there around six years anyway. Then we bought the Johnson. We didn't buy the Johnson farm, we rented the Johnson farm with my dad. And then we had a shock run, and that's when we had so much, you know, we women folks, Bagneys and Fredhams and Hagens, and I think Singlesteads. We were all together then, and we women folks at all. Where they thrashed, we went and had dinner with them. And I enjoyed an afternoon helping with the meal and washing dishes and so on and so forth.
Well, I know it was a big social event for all the kids, too.
Yeah, of course.
Tag along.
I only had Donnie at that time.
But I know it was kind of, you know, they enjoyed even if they had to help a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it, let's see what else. Were you married in the North Waseca Lutheran Church?
No, I was married at my sister's home, the Sam Hagen home.
Married right at home?
Yeah. Pastor Ramsett came out, and the roads were so bad that he drove as far as Jolie's, and then they met him with the sleigh and brought him.
It was in the winter, in March?
In March, and there was a lot of, you know, they didn't have good roads at that time, so he couldn't get out. He got as far as to Jolie's, and he left his car there, and then they met him with the sleigh.
Well, did anybody get to the wedding then? I mean,
yeah, they walked over. It was a small wedding, so that the ones that was there, why, it was just a small wedding. It was only Sigur and then, of course, it was Tilly and Lloyd. And then Art had a couple of his friends, Andrew Allen and Henry Johnson was friends of his, and I had Blanche and Tilly for friends of mine. And I think that was all the guests that was there. Well, Ferdinand Carlson. And then, of course, Art's folks was there. And my dad. But that was it.
Did you have a supper?
Yeah, we had supper.
Got it all together.
Yeah.
But when did you join out at North Waseca Church then? I mean, because we didn't go to that one.
No. I think I'd been married about 3 or 4 years before I joined the church.
Joined the North Waseca Church.
Yeah. I had taken catechism and that in the Methodist church, and I'd been confirmed then in that Methodist church, and then Pastor Ramsett said that was good enough, so he let me join.
Oh, Art belonged to it, though.
Yeah, Art always, he was born and baptized in the North Waseca Church.
Did they have regular services out there? I mean, or did Ramsey come every Sunday?
Oh, yeah. They had church services every Sunday in the Lutheran church. But you see, in the Methodist church, why, they had it maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. And that minister lived up in the cities, and he'd come then. And he had other congregation, I think. He had one over in Wisconsin that he took care of, besides the one that home there.
And
at that time, you know, to have a car was a big trip to go to the cities. And I know that when I was 8-10 years old then, why, the minister invited me to go along with them to stay with them then a couple of weeks until they came back again. And they had to have a picnic supper, and we stopped down by Northfield someplace and had a picnic supper before we got to the cities.
No. Now we went up there in an hour.
In an hour's time. No, he always had a big dinner, you know, on Sunday, then after church services. And then wherever he was had that dinner, why, they packed a great big... And I know that Sunday that I went along with them, why, then Grandma Hagen had fixed a big basket full of stuff for them to eat on the way.
Well, I don't suppose they could drive over 25 miles an hour, though.
No, I don't imagine that we did. You know, that was an open car. Was such a thing that when the weather got bad and that, they put the side curtains on. But otherwise, in the summertime, why, that was to ride without, you know, like an open car.
So, you know, you were traveling in style then.
That was the highlight of my life, you know, to think I could get to go up and stay in the cities.
And I imagine Minneapolis was really something too then.
That was way, way off.
Yes. I can remember in the church is we always had a big picnic in the spring when they sold quilts and stuff.
Yeah, that was over in the Lutheran church there that they had. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember just what time of the year it was that they had it, but anyway, they'd had beautiful quilts and everything like that, and then they had picnic dinner there and played ball in the afternoon, had an stand, they sold ice cream and pop and candy and so on and so forth.
So, I'm trying to think what else. Well, when you were young, you get out to dance quite a bit. You always used to like to do that.
Yes, we had house. In the wintertime, we had house parties, dance. Every home that we went to, we could dance. Our biggest time was when we could go over to Jack Conkey's and dance, because he had two great big rooms. He was a bachelor, and he had two great big rooms there, so that it was just like a dance hall. And did we ever have a good time?
Who did you get to play for you?
Joe Larson and Albert Johnson used to play on the guitar. That was our main music, and that was darn good music too.
I'd be right in style right now again.
Yeah. So
good country music like that, and.
But I know that we had when I was keeping house for Dad and wife, I'd have a lot of dances at my house. Because my kitchen and dining, kitchen and living room were both large. Take the table and everything out. I know one night they got kind of wild with a square dance and took the telephone off the wall.
You can laugh about it, but at the time, I suppose it was good.
Grandpa Lars didn't appreciate it one bit.
Did you ever did you go to the movies very much then?
No.
You never went?
No, that wasn't, and we didn't go to the movies very much. And of course, these years that I stayed with him, that I kept house for Dad, why, he bought a car and he didn't drive. I did all the driving. And all the lesson that I had to learn how to drive a car, he bought it from Armstrong, and he took it out, he brought it out, and I drove it around a mile square. That was four miles. And that was all the learning or teaching of how to take care of that car. But I could change the tires on that car, and when the car wouldn't start, I could get in front and I could crank it and it would start. I couldn't even think of doing anything like that now. Of course, they don't crank a car anyway anymore. And they don't, and I couldn't change a tire either. That, of course, meant that you'd have to take off the tire and put in a different inner tube in it and everything.
Yeah, I know they are. And now you just change the wheel. It isn't quite so bad, you know.
You don't even have a wheel anymore than some kind of a thing that you put on until you can get into town with, get a tire fixed.
Did you go into town for the, you know, like the 4th of July? Did they have a big celebration?
Yeah, we did. The 4th of July used to be a big celebration. And then, of course, the fair. That was quite the thing to go to. But I know the latter years, before I was married, why, we used to go to dances all over. Then we could travel to Leeson and to Waterville. They had a big hall down there, and the one in Leeson was a favorite. There was a lot of dancing done at that time.
Yeah, it kind of died out for a while, but now it's come back again.
Yeah,
a lot of people, they're really going for dancing again.
Yeah, they are.
The new recent generation now. But
there was a while there that, you know, they didn't do too much dancing in that. Now, like with Susan and Linda and that, they didn't seem to be interested in dancing and all of that as much as what they are now again.
This stop? No, this is still going. I think it'll quit when it stops. Now you had two children, Patty and Donnie.
Uh-huh.
And Donnie was born what year?
1930. And Pat was 36.
Mm-hmm. That was right in the middle of the Depression. Did you have trouble keeping everything together then, or?
No. I think my hospital bill for Donnie and that was less than $100 for all of those days, and you had to stay there then for 10 days, flat on your back, and if you dared stick your foot over the side of the bed, why, they'd holler at you. Then, of course, I had trouble after Pat was born, so I was in the hospital then for quite a while, and Art took care of her when she was only a month old. So she got to be more Daddy's girl than Donnie was. Not that he made any difference, but I mean, it just seemed like, you know, taking care of her like he had to, if he couldn't help it.
Couldn't help but take care of her.
Yeah.
So you fine with Grandpa Lars then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At that time?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, we were a little bit more fortunate during the Depression because we lived on farms or could raise some of the food.
Yeah, we had our eggs, we had our chicken, and we had, we didn't think anything of butchering 2, 3, 4 hogs. So a year we'd make our own bacon and ham, and the same way butchering a beef, canning that down. I know the year that Pat was born, Grandma and Auntie Rig had to come out, and they had canned the whole beef for me. And it wasn't hard to cook at that time, because people could come right before dinner or something like that. You'd run down the basement, you'd get a jar of meat, and you'd add a few more potatoes, and you'd have vegetables, and it wasn't hard. But now you got frozen stuff, and it's not so easy to make a meal in a hurry. Of course, those that have a microwave, I suppose they don't have that problem, but I don't have one, and don't plan to have one either.
But it was an awful lot of work to can, too.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of work, but it was awfully good meat.
I know it was. When did you go to work at Johnson's? What year?
Oh, I don't remember what year. Maybe about pretty close to 30 years ago. So that would be, between 40 and 50 years of age. I suppose I was 50, 52, something like that.
Oh, before you went to work at Johnson?
Yeah. In the 40s. I worked there almost 20 years, and that's 10 years ago. No, 10, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 12 or 13 years, rather, now since I left.
So you didn't go to work there until on the... Did you work there in 1950? I'm 40.
Well, let's see. Take 20 and 10. That'd be 30 years. 30 years off of my 77. Why? That leaves 40. 30 off of 77 would be 7. 47, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And take 30 years off of our 84, that would make it
54.
Yeah. Something like that.
No, I thought you had gone to work earlier.
Mm-mm.
Right after the war. You didn't work at all during the war then?
No.
World War II.
I worked at Birdseye some.
You worked at Birdseye?
Yeah, I worked at Birdseye during the seasonal, you know, the peas and corn.
I guess everybody in Wasuka has worked at Birdseye.
Oh, I think so too.
At some time or another. And it wasn't fun to work there. 12 hours on and...
Yeah. Well, I never had to work on the Huskers, but they said that was awfully hard. But I know I was on the belt.
Yeah, and that bothered a lot of people, too.
Yeah. we had to get used to that, because at first, why, you'd sway with it.
And, it's been about a half hour. I gotta turn it over. I don't know what the hell we're kidding.
3:30?
I don't know what time it was exactly.
25 after 3 now, but I don't know the number.
Yeah, I was going to look at the time. Well, it'll stop, I'm sure, when it... Let's see, what else do we have to ask about? Well, during World War II, did you have any problem with rationing or anything like
no,
that?
No, don't remember anything too much about that. That we had any problems.
You managed to get plenty of gas and for your...
Gas and sugar and all of those things that we needed, we did.
Tires and...